Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino, all coming live this morning. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. You can find our podcast and listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan is at RyanL_Key on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the studio. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. X's and Bros play of the day from Twin Spires Sportsbook, Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook. Download the app today and enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting. Up to $1,000 using the free promo code FREE1000, FREE1000. Illinois, -6.5 against the Michigan State Spartans at the Breslin. Over-under set at 144. More on this game coming up, but the reason I bring that up right now is Terry says, don't care about betting, just let MSU win the game. All this gambling BS has to stop. Ads for gambling and sportsbook followed by ads for got a gambling problem. Hashtag just stop. Terry, not a big fan of gambling. Well, it's new. It's new here. We weren't able to do it, so therefore, you know, we have a we have this idea that A, it's a new shiny toy, and we get to do something with it.
And it's free money, but it's not.
Yeah, free money only if you can actually, you know, pull this thing off.
Right. Like I said, I'm still good. I've only put in, since the gambling started, I've only put in $10. That's it. I'm still going.
Really?
Still going off free bets and what I've won. So far, it's only cost me $10.
That's all that matters.
And that's all I'm hoping for.
That's all you're hoping for. Just do a couple bucks.
Just a couple bucks. Turn to something. Play with the winnings.
House money? You're not doing anything that's gonna hurt you. You know, you're not putting a mortgage on anything. You're not doing anything crazy. It's called gambling responsibly. And I think for those that have never done it before, it can be a little intimidating, right? And for those who may or may not be interested in it, it can be, you know, I don't necessarily think it's a turnoff for sports. It just makes you watch sports differently. You view things a little differently. Like, you might tune into a game that you would never watch. Like, I mean, for instance, Dan's talking about Bayern Munich or Bayern, however he says it.
It's Bayern.
It's Bayern.
Bayern and Chelsea today.
Chelsea, right? You know, the German Giants taking on one of the top Premier League teams in a little Champions League soccer. You know, it's got you watching Champions League soccer, or at least paying attention to who's going to win that game. You know, it's a it's just different. It'll have you staying up late to take a look and to see who won. You know, baseball is always a tough bet. There's no doubt about that. But
yeah,
like
that's once basketball season ends, I think that's when my betting's going to slow down a lot.
Because you're gonna close up shop for baseball. You're like, we'll see you in the fall.
Like baseball, hockey, like I think that's just really hard to bet on.
Over unders, man.
Right, because like hockey, the line's always 1.5. Like, there's always is over under 90% of the time 5.5.
Yep.
And you have no idea. Baseball, same. Like, you just, it's just too inconsistent on what can happen night in, night out, as opposed, like, when it comes to just run scoring.
It takes a lot of effort too, especially right. In baseball. You got to look at the pitching matchup, who's surrendering how many runs. You know, and the thing about it is, you could take the over under at like 9.5 and say you want to take the over and runs scored. That game could start out 8-0 and end 8-0. You know what I mean? Like, it's in hoops, at least, if you're playing over unders, you can, you know,
halfway through, you engage where you're at. Like, okay, is that 207? We're at 130 at halftime. I'm probably good.
And most basketball lines are right around, you know, anywhere between 2 and 230, right? Well, I mean, look at the look at Phoenix and Portland last night. 132 to 100. You're like, wow, 232. That's a lot of points. That's a lot of buckets. And then go to Memphis and Dallas where they scored 194 total points. It's like, wow, they definitely went under. You would never expect that out of Ja Morant, Luka Doncic, right? You don't see that coming. Chicago putting 120 on Houston. You don't think their offense is going to score that much. And then you get a game like the Lakers and the Washington Wizards. One thing goes to overtime. Next thing you know, it's a whole new world.
You even look at Charlotte and the Jazz. The Hornets were leading that game most of the way. Then all of a sudden, Utah hits six threes in a row. It went from Charlotte winning by two to down 18 in like 3 minutes.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Utah broke their franchise record for threes made in a game with like 28 or something last night.
Yeah.
Which is the third time they've actually broken their threes made in a game this season. Like, guys are just, they're just pulling up from all over the place. They're shooting it from deep. You know, the three point game is definitely a much larger factor and can swing things one way or the other. And then look at the NHL games last night. Minnesota and San Jose, 8 total goals. Tampa Bay and Carolina, 6. Every game, 7 between the Coyotes and the Ducks in a 4-3 game. The other games, Vegas and Colorado, 3-0. LA and St. Louis, 3-0. Florida and Dallas, 3-1. Calgary, Toronto, 3-0. It's tough. At a line of 5.5, how do you feel if you're the Islanders and Buffalo Sabres, 3-2? You're feeling terrible, sick to your stomach. It does add a very unique element to watching a game. If you've never done it before and you're not comfortable doing it, you don't have to do it. If you've never done it before and you're interested, tonight's Illinois-Michigan State game, and that's why we always put it out on Twitter. It doesn't cost you anything to hop in our Twitter poll at XB Mornings, right? You can cast your vote and you can watch it in a world of make-believe. You could watch this game through a completely different lens, and you know that at the opening tip-off, it's 6.5-0 Michigan State. Can Illinois win by 7?
Well, like last night, I had Drake in a parlay.
You got to have Drake. Always.
Had a little drizzy, minus 11.5. Guess what happened?
You have a problem.
Guess what happened? They won by 11.
Oh.
Hey, Luke Glendening has scored three consecutive games against the Predators. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. There's a little prop action. How about the Michigan game this past weekend against
Didn't touch Michigan-Ohio State.
Michigan-Ohio State? Okay, you would have won if you were Michigan because they were getting points on the road. How about Michigan-Maryland? The spread was 9.5. They're winning by 10, and a kid from Michigan Rutgers. Kid from Rutgers comes down, hits a three in garbage time with 9 seconds left. That's a heartbreak.
It's a bad beat.
That's a bad beat. Scott Van Pelt, it's a bad beat. It is an interesting way to kind of look at sports a little bit different.
That's why I don't like Golden State right now. They lost Friday. I won 6 out of 7 legs in the parlay.
Mm.
Thanks, Golden State. Cost me a PS5.
Parlays are tough. Parlays are tough.
He cost me a PS5, Draymond. It wasn't the game where he got kicked out. It was the game against the Hornets. So, Steph, you cost me a PS5.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Take some of your holy moly 20. Money and hit me up.
It is it's unique, it's different, and it's brand new. So, of course, you're going to be oversaturated right now, and probably will be. You'll see and hear a lot of advertisements for sports books from all over the place that as states begin to open up and, you know, sports betting goes from taboo to legal to common, it'll slow down a little bit. But for right now, it's brand new in the state of Michigan. People can do it. They've been waiting to do it. They've been wanting to do it. And here it is. It's here. It's new. And of course, you're going to get flooded with information that you probably wouldn't regularly know about or care about. And of course, people are going to be talking about it, and you're going to hear advertisements for it because, you know, that's the way it is. That's the landscape right now. Let's step aside. When we return, Kofi Coburn, Maddie Sissoko, are we going to see a reenactment of their high school days? We'll get into Illinois, Michigan State next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbooks innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City studio. Anthony Bolito coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. And folks, got a couple of texts coming in. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Pistons need to be calling the Lakers and getting Blake Griffin there ASAP to fill in for AD. Take their scraps off the bench to make the to match the contracts. That'd be a whole lot of scraps off the bench. I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think the LA Lakers are going to do it. Blake Griffin's contract makes him an albatross. It truly does.
The Lakers are clearing some space, though. They just released Quinn Cook, like, within the last 5 minutes.
This is true. Did that happen this morning or late last night?
I believe after their game last night. Like, we lost to the Wizards. We're going to blame Quinn Cook.
They got 15 guys signed. Their active cap is $129 million. It's a lot. That is a lot of money. They're going to have, their total cap is $136 million. I don't see how that's going to work out. I really don't. And they're in the hole. So they're, what, $27 million over the cap? That's rough. That's real rough. The Pistons, when you look at what Blake Griffin, how... Unless they do the buyout, man, I don't know. And I haven't really heard a whole lot either. A base salary of $36 million this year, $39 million next year. Oh, my goodness. And outside of that, Jeremy Grant making $19 million. I mean, that looks like a deal. They have DeLon Wright for $9 million, Mason Plumlee for $8 million, Dennis Smith Jr. for $5.6 million, Killian Hayes for Killian Hayes. No, don't get me started. They're not. I saw that.
It's been four games, Anthony.
Who was it? Not maybe it was Haberstroh or Hollinger's rookie rankings at Halliburton right there. I think it was like, you know, number two. LaMelo was there, and he was in the first tier of rookies, and I think Killian Hayes is in the seventh tier of rookies. So I know. It is what it is. That's our guy. Caller Bill got it. John Wagner gets it. Yep. I don't know what Caller Bill had to say about that. Not really sure. Is that from yesterday?
I mean, John Wagner wasn't on yesterday, so
Bill had to be from yesterday.
Well, yeah, but
I don't remember what Bill said. John Wagner gets it. I look, if you would rather watch video of Spencer Torkelson taking BP over watching a top five matchup in college basketball, that's just a personal preference thing. Doesn't make you wrong. Doesn't make me right.
Yes, it does.
But if you'd rather watch a spring training game over Illinois taking on Michigan State tonight on FS1, if you'd rather watch a spring training game over the
Pistons,
listen,
by halftime, I might be looking for spring training games. Okay,
have some faith.
Hey, MSU's won four out of the last five versus Illinois. We're not going to insert context in those five games.
Throw context out the window.
Absolutely not.
No context in college sports at all. Just know four out of the last five. Coming in on a hot streak of a one-game winning streak.
A road win
against the legendary Indiana Hoosiers. Again, no context needed for college basketball.
Who's your daddy?
Exactly. So we don't need to do all of that. We just know that one team's fighting for a Big Ten championship. One team's looking to stop it. Again, not going to add context. So,
to me, based on yesterday's text there, it was just baffling to me. I could not figure it out for the life of me because we have struggled for so long. You know, when talking about the Tigers in spring training, the Tigers have had four AL Central Divisional titles since 1988. They've won the AL twice since 1988. They're not a good team.
And they haven't been a good team. How many Big Ten championships between Michigan and Michigan State since then?
50?
And there's been two national championships between the two teams since 1988?
89 and 99, we have two national titles. The national titles. They've won the whole thing.
How many Final Fours?
A lot. It's just
that's slipping in for Michigan, a whole Tommy Amaker era. And they've still produced.
You know, they went from like 1988 or 89, Michigan did, to like 2012 without a Big Ten title. Might have even been longer. I was looking at the banners the other day. I was looking at the banners that were hanging in the rafters. And just up there staring because they just do the Big Ten championships and then they do the Final Fours and then the national title banner. That's it.
Well, again, no context added of what happened with Michigan basketball and banners.
A couple of them had to come down.
Yeah.
Everybody feel good about it. Everybody, yeah, we're better. We moved on. We're good there. But to me, to be able to, like, Tom Izzo and the Michigan State Spartans, it ain't over just yet. Did you see what Georgia Tech's coach said in his press conference? Did you see the slander coming out of Georgia Tech's head coach?
Listen, I'm going to quote Juwan Howard. It's Big Ten basketball, all right?
Josh Pastner,
physical.
The head coach of Georgia Tech, said, quote, really 11 teams from the ACC tournament should be in the NCAA tournament every year. This is the best league in the country. Oh, excuse me, Joshua. The ACC has three teams in the top 25 right now. Three. That's it. Not a single ACC team is in the top 28 of the KenPom rankings. But there are two ACC teams that are top 30 in the net. And you're going to tell me 11 teams from the ACC tournament, like in the normal water carriers for the conference, Duke and North Carolina, they're nowhere to be found.
Right, so Georgia Tech's really riding that Duke, North Carolina success. It's like if Nebraska came out and just started saying, like, yeah.
It's like Arkansas in football. Like, go ahead and pound your chest and yell SEC all you want.
It's Nebraska. They're Nebraska. What's Nebraska doing in football or basketball?
I mean, we can kick them to the curb. I mean, geographically speaking, they could be gone tomorrow. And I would boot them back to the Big 12.
I feel bad for Fred Hoiberg. I do like him. But.
Nebraska ball. Like, come on.
How did Fred Hoiberg have success at Iowa State and then just fall off completely after that?
I have no idea. I don't know how you recruit to Nebraska. I don't. But corn. You like corn? We got a whole lot of it. If you don't want to watch number 5 Illinois at Michigan State tonight, that's on you. Like I said, it's a personal preference thing. If you'd rather watch the Red Wings, they play at 7:30. There's a game for you against the Nashville Predators. That'll be on one screen for me. Illinois, Michigan State will probably be the main TV, and Pistons Magic will probably be TV number 2. It's going to be a full screen night. A lot of good sports on tonight. And
don't forget your Bowling Green State Falcons versus Eastern Michigan tonight at 7.
Who you got in that one?
Probably Bowling Green. I don't know. I gave you my parlay. They're not in it.
They really struggled this year. And their head coach is the nicest guy under the sun. I love their head coach. He is fantastic. Michael Huger, eventually at some point, I would imagine, they hit a bump in the road this year. They lost 4 or 5 in a row. But Michael Huger, his name will float around there for, he'll be able to jump up a level. He'll get a high major job at some point. They've rough patch, bump in the road. Lost a few. They got a guy named Justin Turner there, Juice. He's a hell of a basketball player, great MAC basketball player. But there's plenty of viewing options for you tonight. I'm sorry if I'm not going to get excited over watching a guy take BP, though. That's just the way it is. Speaking of college hoops, we've got more of it coming your direction. The coach, Kyle Barlow, he'll join us next on college basketball, just about everything else here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellito here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to EisenhowerCenter.com. And then you'll find a way to get a message to John Cornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.